Next, our book moves to C.S. Lewis, Clive Staple Lewis, 1898 to 1963. He was known to his friends as Jack, go figure, right? Right. And was almost without doubt, our book tells us, the most popular Christian apologist internationally in the 20th century. He was a British scholar of medieval literature who converted to Christianity in midlife, and Lewis did not develop a specific apologetic system, but approached the claims of Christianity actually from several directions, as we'll see here.
Right. And if you've only read Lewis for his Narnia books, I mean, congratulations, those are a good place to start. But he's written a lot more, and his work as a scholar outside of Christianity is pretty impressive as well. If you are looking kind of for more, I did a book review on the subject of the Inklings, which was a group that him and like Tolkien were a part of. It's really interesting kind of what that group,
it's kind of like a discussion did. Group. Like, right?
Yeah, it was kind of the first, a podcast group at the time. Yeah. Met in a pub. They were really selective with who was allowed in, and, they critiqued people, among friends. And so you kind of had to get the nod, and then you had to take your lickings a little bit. Well, having converted from atheism to Christianity, he didn't always start out as a Christian. He was clearly an atheist by his own writings, and then he moved to Christianity. He gave much attention to refuting the philosophical objections to the Christian faith that bothered him as an atheist. Lewis' best-known apologetic work, Mere Christianity, was really a combination of three books: The Case for Christianity, Christian Behavior, and Beyond Personality. In it, he refuted atheism, naturalism, and dualism, and presented a case for the unique claims of Christ. Lewis' apologetic efforts, unlike those of many in the classical tradition, were not limited to rational arguments, but adopted a variety of genres reflecting his literary flair. And, you know, Mere Christianity is still read today because, I think, of the writing. I think it mirrors that rationally as well, but the way Lewis writes as his prose is just it's just a fun read. If anything, you might disagree right. with it, but it is well written. You know, you don't have to say okay A then B and then B then C. Okay, you know, you're not reading kind of this philosophical undertaking. You're writing kind of a very personal prescription of the Christian faith that he presents.
Yeah. And so our authors tell us that Lewis's approach to apologetics really defies simple characterization, precisely because of the diverse way, you know, in which he sought to display and defend the truth of mere Christianity. However, they tell us that they agree with Geisler and David Clark, both of whom were classified Lewis as a classical apologetics. So when dealing with outright atheism, Lewis generally offered philosophical arguments for belief in God in preparation for presenting the case for Christianity. So notice you have this kind of two-step approach again, right? General philosophical arguments to show that God exists, and then to show that the God that exists is the Christian God, right? And so though it wasn't specific arguments that most classical apologists prefer, Lewis had his own arguments, but still he kind of followed this kind of two-step process.